to a review of today's performance of Chariots of Fire. The Oxford Playhouse Auditorium has been redesigned to accommodate the drama of this gripping show. There's ramps to recreate the Trinity Dash, where the men compete for the honour of being the fastest runner. And this is presented by Oxford Theatre Guild, who has performed amazing popular shows at the Playhouse previously, like The Life of Galileo. And this neat, compact drama, because it runs at 1 hour, 40 minutes without the interval, really tells a massive story. And I think the biggest credit to the whole production is that the audience always knows where we are, and the action takes place in Paris and in Cambridge and in different locations around the track. And it shows the tense relationship between Harold Abrahams, who's almost searching for the reason as to why he runs and competes, and Eric Liddell, who is clear about why he runs, but then this raises the problem of, does he run on a Sunday? So this dramatisation of the events that lead up to the Paris Olympics is told by a huge cast. In fact, the show was first produced in London in Hampstead Theatre, and it was no easy task to take this out onto a regional tour. And so this is the second time that it's been performed since Hampstead. It's incredibly important. And the company is to be congratulated on the warmth and conviction with which they portray the issues that all of these characters face. And some of the parts, although they're not huge parts, they're not on stage for long, the conviction and elan with which, for example, the Prince of Wales is portrayed by Guy Grimsley, full of style and strength, and the charisma of Harold Abrahams, Kieran Chambers, as the character faces anti-Semitism of its time, and unfortunately that's still quite topical today. It hasn't completely left politics. So this adaptation of the film succeeds in bringing all of the complex story into a shorter period of time, and there's lots of different textures. For example, sometimes the characters are reading their letters to home, other times direct address, and the lighting design reflects these nuances beautifully, and that was designed by Will Pennington. The Revolve stage allows for some intense interaction between the competitors Harold Abrahams and Eric Liddell, who initially are set to run the first race together at the Paris Olympics. And Harold Abrahams is very obsessed with finding out who would win. And when this doesn't happen, that he will be competing against Eric Liddell, there's this huge void to fill. And the staging really gives space to this. And it's also amazing that there is no set, but yet constantly we know exactly where we are. And the direction by Simon Taverner really makes the most of this minimalist staging, but letting the movement tell the story. And some of the cast have very personal connections to the story. For example, Nick Quarterly, who plays the Master of Keys, had the experience of meeting the real Sybil Evers, who Harold Abraham falls in love with after watching her perform as Yum Yum in The Mikado of a Doily Cart production. And this is portrayed on stage with a huge sweetness and traditional style. It's all very convincing, and you do feel like you can sense how that romance started. And in a similar vein, Jonathan Kay, who plays the trainer of Harold Abrahams, met the man himself, Harold Abrahams, in 1965 when he gave a lecture at St. Helens. So it's interesting how these tiny events, well, big at the time, but not sure of the significance of them, can then grow into huge, momentous pieces of history. And so this is one of the things that I take away from the production. You just don't know the significance when you stand up for something, or when you just tell somebody, perhaps thank you for honouring me, as that was done on the track to Eric Liddell from one of his competitors, just the importance of that. So what an amazing show, and I do urge you, if you feel like you would like inspiration, to have a read of the text if you can't get to see the play with the rest of the run. It's by Mark Bartlett, And also check out the DVD otherwise of the original and the dynamics between all of the runners and the male competitiveness, but then people trying to find a meaning within that is incredibly moving. And the show was very well received tonight at the Oxford Playhouse with a standing ovation, which it fully deserved. And there is the humour in it too, with the head porter played by Michael Taylor bringing some levity to the action as well. So whatever you're up to, whatever you're watching in the theatre this week, enjoy.